We're poked, and away we go again. Hear the whistle? Stop that. How would you describe the land around here? Would you say it's flat, or?
Yeah, this is flat land.
Mm-hmm.
Any hills?
Well, yeah, back north I would say there's some hills.
Anything higher than a hill around here?
No, there's nothing higher than what we would ordinarily call a hill in this county that I know of.
Any mountains around here, any place?
There's nothing closer than back up in Johnson County. There's Cooks and Hills and things like that back through there. There's some back out north of Ardmore in towards Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh. Turner Falls around there.
Turner Falls through there, yeah. Uh-huh. That's the closest thing we have to a mountain, right through there.
Any special word for high, flat land?
Upland.
And flat, grassy country.
That's a lowland.
How about low ground down in the river valley?
That's bottom.
That's good stuff, isn't
it? Yeah, that's the best. We strike that on south of us under this next bench, you see. We're in the second bottom here. The next one down on the next one, that goes right down the edge of the water. But we got a lot of good land like right back in that.
Call
it bottom land.
This is sort of sandy around here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Any special term for that? Sandy or rich soil?
No, nothing but just sand alone.
What do you call a place where the cattle graze?
Pasture. Ranch.
And then a place where you're raising grass to mow?
That's a meadow.
And a place where the water is standing, you have cattails or...
Yeah, that's a pool or a pond.
Would this be artificial?
Well, it ordinarily is.
That's what they're making...
That's what they're building over here now.
What would you call this thing if they're building?
They call that a pond.
Is a pool the same thing?
Well, a pool and a pond is the same thing. They call this is really just a dugout. Now let's see what they call that. The pool is where they dam up a creek or something. This they don't call this pool, but I forgot the term now they're using for that.
Reservoir?
Reservoir, that's it. They're digging a reservoir out there right now. They don't depend on the dam that they build, they depend on the depth that they dig down into the earth.
Oh.
It makes a reservoir.
It's interesting how they differentiate between the
sizes. Yeah, it is. Well, that's what I was trying to get at. The pool, they'll get out here in a draw, you know, and dam that up, take the dirt out and build a levee, call that a pool. But this, they just go right down the flat ground and dig 9 feet deep right down. They don't depend on that levee at all. They depend on that depth to get in the earth. To see that we're going to have a lot better water system there because it's going to be so much deeper and it won't evaporate and dry out so fast.
A shallow or small area on top but great depth.
That's right. Now that's some of your university stuff.
Good.
Oklahoma A&M. Yeah, that's
good
it.
For us.
Last of that, tell you.
What would you call a place where the water backs up from the river?
Ordinarily a slough or a pond.
A piece of low ground, not a pond or anything, just a piece of low ground where there's shallow water and the ground is wet.
Yeah, that's a lake.
Lake?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if the water is, say, only that deep?
Yeah, it's still referred to it as